This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. Better get ready.
Bow to the... There may be no franchise in professional sports that gets covered more for the things that they don't do than the things that they actually get done.
Ooh.
The Lakers stepped up to the podium today for their media day, and general manager Ron Palenka said that the Lakers would be open to dealing draft picks. He was asked by the Athletic's Jovan Buha about whether or not they'd be open to dealing draft picks. We have the audio, right, Jeff? And, well, this was his answer about dealing those draft picks.
Yeah, I think the philosophy that JJ and I are aligned on is we want to build sustainable Lakers excellence. And I think when you talk about moves, you can make a move that backfires. I think every GM has made a trade that they say, maybe that one wasn't ideal. But every lens that we look through has to lead to sustainable Laker excellence. So the direct answer to your question is, yes, we would do a trade with both picks if that would lead to sustainable Lakers excellence. We would also use one pick to make a marginal upgrade if we felt like it was the right thing to do. We looked long and hard and did a lot of work at seeing if there were ways to increase the overall roster talent this offseason, and the right move didn't present itself. It's not an excuse to say that we have a different system that is more of a limiting system for trades and moves, and so there's just less of a supply for opportunities, but we will continue to study and scour the marketplace, and if the right move presents itself that leads to long-term Lakers excellence and improving our team this season, we'll pull the trigger.
God, I hate general managers that go up there with words of the day.
He sounds like a CEO of a company that is failing miserably and hemorrhaging money.
It's a quarterly stock.
That is just buzzword in the you-know-what out of it. Yep. Just like, you know.
Sustainable excellence.
We will have two picks for sustainable excellence. Marginal upgrades will be one pick. Feeling pretty good right now. No. Okay, just answer me this question. Is Jeremy Grant making the Lakers marginally better, or does that help them be sustainably successful?
I would say if you're talking about LeBron James playing for the next 2 years and somehow maintaining this level alongside Anthony Davis, I think it's sustained excellence. That's what I would look at it as. If you're adding another guy who's a 20-point-per-game scorer, who's a 38 to 40% three-point shooter, and you know, is it adding another superstar? No, but I don't think end of the new CBA you can add other superstars. So,
well, not with their cap situation either.
And that's the thing is that he's saying this knowing full well what this is that he's putting the cart so far out in front of the horse that you can never catch up. And that's purposeful because Rob Pelinka is never going to be fired by the Lakers as long as Jeannie Buss owns the team. She sees a reflection of Kobe Bryant. For those that don't know, Pelinka was Kobe Bryant's agent. So the last line to Kobe Bryant's basketball career is her general manager. So there's this whole idea of like what she will and won't draw out of this. And from the folks that I've talked to who have connections in that front office, Pelinka's never going to deal those picks. They're never going to deal those picks. But to bring this back to the Blazers, I've talked to folks throughout the summer to kind of get a better understanding of like where things are, where things were around the Jeremy Grant stuff. And during that period when we reported on it here and we talked about it here, was that the Blazers were not motivated to move Jeremy Grant for anything. That just wasn't going to happen. Now, if the Lakers were willing to put two first-round picks on the table, then, yeah, they'd be interested. But my understanding is right now is that Jeremy Grant had a second kid. He is perfectly happy, perfectly capable, and ready to go here, and not in any hurry to move on. Now, if the right instance opens up and the capital for the Blazers' return makes sense, I think a deal will get done. So if the Lakers say, yeah, two picks for Jeremy Grant, I would not be shocked in the least bit if Jeremy Grant was a Laker. But I don't think that that's going to happen until at least December. I don't think, because what's the thing we always say about what you need to have a transaction done? You need an impetus for movement, and that's either the Lakers starting slow, maybe they start fast, maybe another team says, hey, we actually got some here, and maybe we should add to this. And I think that's where you are right now, because right now everyone still has hope. I've talked to a few general managers around the league kind of heading into the season to see where they're at transactionally, you know, what little things they might be looking at, what holes they look to patch up at the trade deadline, kind of like what are your kind of initial takeoff plans? And everybody's basically like, we like where we're at right now. We're not really taking any calls. We're not really putting feelers out. We're just kind of minding our P's and Q's, as it were, as the season gets underway. So I do find it funny that the Lakers are already getting it out there. Yeah, you know, well, maybe, perhaps, because this gets Lakers fans' hopes up for them to be utterly crushed because they never do anything unless the deal is done for them. See LeBron James, see Anthony Davis.
I hope they crash.
I mean, I do too. I hope they crash, but I hope they trade two first-round picks, because I would like two first-round picks.
Yeah, those would be great, because by the time that they convey to Portland, they will be very high draft picks.
Let's hope. I wouldn't wish bad things on JG, because I love him, but I would very much to see Portland get draft capital.
In the short term, though, it would improve the Lakers to a point where they would be viable in the Western Conference. They would be better and give themselves a shot to open that window or keep a window, a sliver of hope that they could get to the Western Conference Finals or an NBA Finals. But right now, Blazers aren't going to be in any sort of contention for them, so help them in the short term and reap the benefits in the long term, because they're going to be hosed after this.